Welcome to the Resource People Podcast, presented to you by Australian Resources and Energy Group, AMA. The Resource People Podcast brings to life the stories behind the people, workforces and companies of our great industry.
Welcome, I'm Tara Diamond from AMA, and today we're having a chat with Sian Brennan, Human Resources Director of Sodexo Australia. In this episode, Sian and I cover quite a bit of ground, a fair bit about workforce planning, and of course, can't go without talking about the impacts of COVID. From a Sodexo perspective, they're obviously very strong in resources and energy, you know, resources being one of the best performing and consistent industries, but Sodexo also impacted by their work in hospitality and tourism, arguably some of the worst impacted sectors, and how they've managed that from a workforce perspective as a business. We cover lots of different things, but there's some really interesting stuff around the use of technology and what that's enabling from a workforce and capability perspective. Hope you enjoy it. Welcome to Resource People Podcast, Sian Brennan.
Thank you for having me.
So being Sodexo's Human Resource Director, can you tell us about Sodexo? How many people it employs in Australia, the locations, you know, anything that you think people would find interesting about your organisation?
Sure. So Sodexo employs nearly 6,000 people who work across more than 300 sites around the country. And we've been operating in Australia for over 30 years. We deliver more than 100 integrated service lines, including facilities management, catering, asset maintenance, and hospitality service, to name a few. And we work across a broad range of segments, so corporate, healthcare and seniors, education, government services and energy and resources, both onshore and offshore. And more importantly, Sodexo's quality of life services. Sodexo is the only company in the world that offers a unique and wide range of integrated services, a mission to improve the quality of life of all those that we serve, including the communities that we operate. But we can't claim to be the leader in that space and not improve our own employees' quality of life. So first and foremost, we're driven by the care of our own employees. We'll always be a people business. We don't produce nuts or bolts or widgets or mindful resources. Our people deliver critical services that improve the quality of life for those that we do serve. So our clients, our residents and their communities. And I guess an improved quality of life in the workplace leads to an improved engagement and retention of employees, and that employee satisfaction and improving that's really important to company performance. And, you know, of course, a happy employee leads to a happy customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm really interested in Sodexo's and your perspective on the impacts of COVID-19 and response, because you've got such a unique perspective working in the people area, but literally in everywhere in Australia. So can you talk a little bit about, firstly, your employee response, particularly around engagement, around the impacts of COVID-19?
Sure. As we all know, it's been a difficult time for everyone, and everyone's been affected differently. At each stage of this pandemic, our number one priority has been to protect our people, our clients and consumers through an approach centralised around safety. In prioritising our own employees on the front line and in home offices around the country, we launched We Are In It Together campaign, recognising the commitment of all our people at a time where many workers were away from their loved ones. What we saw was all of our employees experiencing their own unique challenges, you know, juggling family responsibilities, managing longer swings, and undergoing new training as we delivered new services. So that's why this campaign has been so important, to drive solidarity across our entire workforce and bring people together, I guess, in the midst of extremely challenging circumstances.
Yeah.
We've made sure all our employees have had access to a range of mental health and wellness and productivity resources, including Mindful by Sodexo, which is an online hub with recipe ideas, wellness tips and fitness challenges. And my personal favourite, the Happiness Co. Sodexo employs employees were offered a range of accesses to the Workplace Happiness at Home program to help them take charge of their happiness and wellbeing. Mm-hmm. They've got a saying which I love, which is put your own oxygen mask on first. It's a really good mindset for people. We've got the Sodexo Wellness app. That's our very own fitness platform, allowing users to build personalized training programs, launch individual and team challenges, and syncing with a range of health and fitness devices and apps. And of course, our Hear You, Sodexo's mental health initiatives to ensure meaningful support is available and directing employees to support service. Obviously, our employee assistance program, Benestar, but Beyond Blue, Lifeline, PSK Financial Services. And we also launched a number of health and lifestyle initiatives on site, outside exercise challenges across sites in our energy and resources portfolio to improve the lives of both residents and employees. We did online lifestyle activities such as virtual yoga classes and cooking class video series. And I guess throughout this period, we've stepped up our communications to ensure all our stakeholders have been really getting the critical safety messages that they need, as well as ensuring employees have felt supported through this process. You know, there's been an element of fear for some people.
Yeah.
And we've had regular virtual meetings with our employees to provide key messages, reassuring our people that leadership's doing all it can do to support them and respond to questions. And we used other channels such as Yammer. We even went a little old school by distributing a print magazine to all employees at their home address with resources available, share positive stories and photos from the front line. And in fact, our next scheduled publications next month, September.
Wow, fantastic. And I love just even the name, We're In It Together, because the solidarity you touched on is really what everybody, you know, literally every single person in the world is going through this pandemic in one shape or form. You were able to capture that to try and drive that engagement. But it just sounds like you've got so much going on for your workforce. So, Sian, you touched on some of the things that you were doing in your remote energy and resources space, and that I'd really like to drill down on that because you've got a really unique perspective, and resources and energy operations have kept going. They have, in some areas, I'm sure, seen an increased demand for your services. So how have you managed that perspective in your workforce, and from a general workforce planning perspective, how has Sodexo gone about, you know, responding to upticks in some areas in the economy and downswings in others?
Yeah, so in Australia, we operate in our, as I said, our corporate services, our seniors, education, energy and resources sector. And it's had the pandemic's had a different and unique impact on each individual industry. What we've seen in sectors which require frequent human-to-human contact, such as education and aged care, we've seen them be more impacted severely from a business continuity perspective. Each sector's been impacted differently across each state, depending on the number of COVID cases and what restriction levels have been put in place. And you can understand how complex this makes it, but Sodexo has adapted accordingly with teams across the country. We've remained flexible and responsive to changing states of play for each sector and each state. However, one service line for us has remained essential throughout the pandemic, and that's been our cleaning services. So Sodexo created an amplified preventative and reactive disinfection cleaning solution, which we tailored to the needs of each client, and of course COVID safe practices and the varying impact that has on each sector.
Sian, Sodexo has rolled out a number of redeployment opportunities to ensure employees were retained across the business. Can you tell us about the process behind this?
Yes, so Sodexo set up a centralised HR team to manage the redeployment of employees whose positions were impacted by COVID-19. Many of the employees had already been successfully redeployed across the business with HR supporting those employees through that process to match their transferable skills and availability with alternative job opportunities where possible. And the same team provided welfare checks to affected employees, supporting the dialogue that they would have been getting already with their manager.
That's fantastic. And I understand that there's an internal awards program that's been set up, part of your campaign we're all in this together, and it's been deployed throughout the pandemic. Can you tell us about it?
Look, that was a really successful campaign that was aligned to the We're In It Together program. Mm-hmm. And it was one where we took our existing values and refined them to really be COVID specific. So what did, you know, those Sodexo values look like in that specific environment? And we know recognition is a key driver to boost morale and reinforce positive behaviours. We launched this campaign or these awards during COVID so people could nominate members of their team for displaying outstanding efforts during the pandemic. And so far, we've seen over 1,200 team members recognised with either a certificate of appreciation, calling out about 4,000 plus values and positive behaviours demonstrated.
Wow.
And distributing well over $200,000 worth of Sodexo reward dollars to be received by those exceptional achievers during this special recognition fund.
Oh, wow, that sounds fantastic. I want to delve down a bit more into health and wellness. And I understand with the mental health initiatives that you've got across Sodexo sites, and you touched on earlier a wellness app to help employees take care of themselves, both physically and mentally. It sounds like a really useful way to make a home away from home for people working remotely. How has the level of uptake been with the app?
It's been great. Sodexo teamed up with TechnoGym to design an online fitness platform, the wellness app. The app allows you to build a personalised training program and track your results. It allows you to run both individual and team challenges, meaning you can focus on your personal achievements or set up a challenge with your teams or colleagues if you're a little bit competitive like myself. sync with your health and wellness devices that are already out there on the market, including Apple Health, Fitbit, Garmin, MyFitnessPal, Strava, all of those. So it's quite appealing in that regard. And we've had more than 10% of our workforce at sites and head offices adopt the app for their daily wellness and fitness activity, so replacing what they may have had previously with that. And it's been so well received that the project's been shared globally within our Sodexo network. And there are already a number of countries already interested in rolling that out into the geographies in the near future.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. And I feel really motivated and something that I should be doing with within my
team. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Fantastic. So while we're on technology, I'd like to chat about the role it plays in Sodexo's focus of what you talked about earlier in terms of the quality of life approach to your employees, communities, and clients, really, in which you operate. So tell us how technology is helping Sodexo monitor and support people, including fly-in, fly-out workers.
Sure. So Sodexo is enhancing the mental health and well-being and social connection of FIFO workers through this innovative app created in partnership with Microsoft. The app's designed using customer-centric or consumer-centric methodology to understand their expectations, their satisfaction, their needs. The mobile My Way app provides users with a heightened home away from home experience for both our employees, clients' employees, both offshore, in mining, increasing engagement by allowing them to connect both socially and mentally. It gives access to real-time information like safety alerts and services such as menus and daily special events, events calendars, activity booking, maintenance requests, as well as facilitating, I guess, the settling in and departure process as well. So since mid-2020, retail functionality is available through the My Way app, allowing residents or site residents to pre-order food and collect retail products at a time that's convenient to them. And I guess it highlights our commitment in investing in new technologies and tools. It's been installed by 11,300 workers as part of a deployment to 22 villages.
Wow.
And it's still rolling. So, you know, we look forward to My Way becoming an essential part of, you know, each worker's daily routine and in turn improving their quality of life.
And just on that, how does it enhance well-being? You know, let's talk about FIFO workers, particularly helping and assisting clients, ensuring, you know, safer, more engaging and motivating environments.
So I think it's connectivity. So being able to access the stuff that you know, that's important to you, and safety is important to, you know, people that work for Sodexo and our clients. So it's a common value. Being able to just to put some lifestyle considerations in play by having, you know, being able to plan out what you want to eat or when you want to eat. And, you know, if something's not working, you want that responsiveness. So if you want to have maintenance done into your room, you know it's easily booked and it's taken care of. And, you know, it's almost set and forget, which is fantastic.
Wow, that does sound incredible. And with all of the different initiatives you've outlined, some of them technology-based, others engagement-based, it sounds like they're a really important part of supporting your people, particularly through COVID-19. But I'm interested from a workforce perspective to ask you, Sian, about the metrics. So what are the key metrics that Sodexo has in place to measure the success of these initiatives and responses, but also the impact that it's having on people and their well-being and productivity?
So there's a number of, I guess, aspects, and I'll talk first to safety because that's the most important. The outset of the pandemic, our HSE leaders in Australia were reporting to Sodexo globally on a weekly basis, outlining progress to our country's response plan to COVID. And we had an action tracker, so we're, you know, very visible about what those requirements are. This action tracker outlines the key performance indicators and action items for Sodexo's responses to the impacts of COVID-19 and how it's evolved over time. Initially, the action tracker defined Sodexo's preliminary response to COVID, ensuring the Australian business had continuity plans, which is obviously important for our clients as well. Sufficient personal protective equipment, which is quite emotive if that's not available, and a clear pandemic plan. So more recently, the track is focused on return to work and client remobilisation. But on the well-being side too, we have had surveys go out both globally and locally of our employees, just checking, you know, what are they feeling? You know, trying to gauge the level of anxiousness or, you know, responsiveness that they're feeling that we're displaying in our work. We've surveyed our support centres to make sure that their needs and what they understand the current situation is, how they're coping with working from home. Those things have been surveyed as well. So I guess in a nutshell, Sodexo's COVID-19 response priorities have been to minimise the risk to its people, its contractors, its clients and its consumers, support essential healthcare infrastructure, maintain business continuity and minimise business impact, but just check in on the wellness of our people as well.
Yeah, great. So it sounds like you've got a range of different people initiatives. And, you know, having had a bit to do with Sodexo over the years, I know that it sounds like they've evolved significantly, particularly in the technology area. And it's really testament to the fact that Sodexo has won the AMA Industry Award for Workforce Innovation twice in the recent years. And most recently in 2018, it was awarded this for the gamification micro-learning initiative. And before that in 2015 for the I Hear You initiative. On another note, what are some of the labour trends and challenges in facilities management and the industries you operate, not only during COVID-19, you know, but in the last few years?
Good question, Tara. Innovation, technology and improved data processes are becoming key to success in facilities management. For us at Sodexo, the Internet of Things technology has become an integral part of our operational DNA. The ability to automate building assets allows us to bring the FM industry into the future, creating greater efficiencies, cost savings and amplified safety processes. There's also a spotlight on industry capability to create lasting community and environmental impact through actions such as investment in Indigenous employment, which I'm very passionate about, and regional businesses, commitment to food waste reduction targets, and removal of single-use plastics, all examples where Sodexo is leading the change. So much so, Sodexo has recently released a facilities management trends report on the current and future direction of FM. The report outlines key developments and trends which are emerging in the industry and focus on four key pillars, technology, data, people and sustainability.
Wow, fantastic. Sian, I do want to go on a different track now because I can't go without asking you this question. There's a lot of talk within leadership, within management and particularly within HR about the changes that have really come about because of the impacts of COVID-19, but there's a lot of talk about what next and what will endure. Are you comfortable to kind of give us some insights in what you think will endure from a workforce perspective as we move through the impacts of COVID-19?
Certainly the one thing from my observation through this and I guess the need for flexibility and the need to be able to pivot quickly. So agility, using technology, using as many methods as possible to support the workforce, to keep them engaged, to make sure that they feel supported, that they understand what the challenges are and how we'll support them move through those challenges. So, you know, we always knew communication was key, but it's become even more apparent. We've got to find and continue to find different ways to engage and to communicate to a different audience through, you know, a platform that may not be the same as what it was 6 to 12 months ago.
Well, it's certainly been fascinating hearing what Sodexo has been doing, you know, with your very large workforce across such diverse areas and what you've been doing in the resources and energy industry business. Thank you so much for your time today on Resource People Podcast, Sian Brennan.
No, thank you. My pleasure.
Thanks for listening into this episode with Sian. I hope you got a lot out of it. Such a broad-ranging topic that I'm sure there'll be something in there for you. Thank you so much again for joining us on Resource People Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Resource People Podcast. We look forward to you joining us next time as we highlight the many great stories of the resources and energy industry. If you have any questions about the podcast, please email media@ama.org.au. Produced by Brad Thompson.